This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back. We're in Antler, North Dakota today, and we're actually already at the Antler Memorial Park. It's just so darn perfect here. The sun's shining, beautiful day. A creek right outside our window here at the beautiful facilities that are at the park. And tonight they're having a big free steak supper. They is the North Dakota Farm Bureau's Bottineau and Renville County chapters hosting this tonight. Bottineau and Renville County membership drives puts this on every year, and prospective members are welcome. No obligation. Current Farm Bureau members bring others. A lot of special guests involved, and our special broadcast brought to you in part by our good friends at Hefty Seed Company. We're going to talk to Ron in just a moment from there. Border Ag and Energy, Borgold Industries, Green Ag Services, Gooseneck Implemented, Northern Plains Equipment, your Case IH dealer. 5 to 8 p.m. tonight, Antler, North Dakota, the Antler Memorial Park. So come on by and join us and take in all the great fun. Should be a blast tonight. We are going to also tell you I have some new information from Watford City, and that is that preliminary reports now indicate 28 total injured. We talked earlier with an individual that gave us an update and told us about the three that were flown by air ambulance. Evidently, there's another six that are critical, and arrangements being made for them as well right now. So six critical, three possibly critical as well, that have been flown by air ambulance out of Watford City already, out of a total of 28. Some of the injured have been released from the hospital, but again, right now, just a very fluid situation, and they're worried about you know, the victims first, and then obviously the cleanup. And here's a number that'll shake you to the core. Over 100, what do you say, about 130 homeless, 130 individuals without a place to call home right now as a result of this. So a lot of work to be done after last night's damage in the Prairie View RV Park in Watford City. We'll continue to update you on that as well. Daryl Lease, who is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, making his way to Antler for the events tonight along with others, is on the line to update us on some other things here today. Daryl, how are you?
I am doing just fine, Scott, and I'm getting finished up down here at the farm so I can head your direction and maybe grab a few minutes on your Energy Matters this afternoon with you. And, of course, take in the great scenery up there in the nice Antler Memorial Park for the Bottineau and Renville County Farm Bureau meeting this evening.
Yeah, it should be great. This is the great, as Pete has said, bring your concerns, bring your worries, bring your beefs, whatever it is. I mean, come, it's a good opportunity to chat with folks and be there as well. I understand the governor will not be able to be here tonight because he's headed to Watford City. Is that your understanding too?
Yeah, so I called in to, I figured I'll be the one to bear the bad news, but there, it's a good reason that he's not going to make it tonight, Scott. The good reason is actually the negative event that happened last night up in Watford City up there, and the governor's office just reached out to me and said that he was going to go up there tonight to assess the damage, visit with the folks up there, show the support for that community, and that's totally understandable. Although we're disappointed he ain't going to make the event up there and be able to talk directly to folks tonight up there, we can't control the weather and the events like that, and that, you know, I don't think there's anyone that's going to disagree with that situation up there warrants his attention right now. Probably a little bit more important than coming and visiting with us tonight, even though he's disappointed he can't make it also. But we still need to get people there and hear the issues, and you know, Kelly Armstrong is going to be there. He's running for the, you know, U.S. House seat. Tom Bodine from the Ag Department, and you know, so now we're going to work on the governor's office to get Governor Burgum to come up and maybe take a tour of the area up there with some of the Farm Bureau members and the farmers and ranchers up there, especially over in that Sherwood area that's been really inundated with a lot of rain and has a lot of damage, and so he can see that. So that'll be our next step. We're still going to get him up there. It's just not going to happen tonight.
Yeah, and as Daryl said, that's where the governor should be tonight. When you have 130 citizens displaced by a tornado, you need all hands on deck and all the resources, and obviously that's an important task for him. So in addition to assessing the damage, he's going to meet with those that have been displaced and help out there as well. And I'm sure you'll be successful in rescheduling something to interact with the folks here. Important that the governor meet one-on-one with these folks as soon as possible as well, with a lot of issues going on. So look forward to that as well. Darrell, we'll see you in a little bit.
You bet, Scott, and thanks for being up there today. And to all the listeners out there, you know, just keep that Watford City, those families that are affected there in your prayers today, because, you know, there's some people that are still receiving and needing some extreme medical care out of that deal. So everyone just say an extra prayer today for those folks.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. Great advice. Thank you, Darrell. Appreciate that. Senator John Hoeven will join us at the bottom of the hour. Any questions or comments you have for him? We're going to talk farm bill. We'll talk trade. We'll talk a little bit about the president's nominee announced last night. Anything else on your mind? You can call us at 258-0550. That's the local telephone number, 701-258-0550, or toll-free at 800-228-0550. Ron Heft is here. Ron is the senior agronomist with Hefty Seed. And how you doing, Ron?
I'm doing great. And, Scott, we our thoughts and prayers are for the people in Watford City right now, and that's it's great to see that the governor's taking care of our own.
Yeah, you bet. It is. It's hard to see the damage there, you can imagine, especially you see a few toys in there, you know, some kids up there. I mean, it's just awful. So that's a very good point. Hefty Seed is in Mohall, closest to us here, I guess, right?
Yes.
And now expanding to other communities across North Dakota and Minnesota. So Hefty's growing. How's things?
Hefty Seed is doing well. We've got our core business is chemical and fertilizer. The Hefty Seed has their own label on corn and soybean seed, and that's been very well received. We've had some great performances.
So Hefty corn is looking okay this year?
It is looking really good up by Antler. We got the blessed up here. We got some rains after the planting season, and some spots got too much, but we'll deal with that. But I think we're going to have a decent crop up here.
That's great. I know you do that trip down to South Dakota later this month. Tell us a little bit about what you got planned.
Well, July 26th, they have the Ag PhD Field Day. And what they have is we have the high-yield farmers that are the national high-yield farmers, like the guys that grow the most corn per acre, the most soybeans per acre, the wheat champion. We've got research plots. There's about 100 research plots. You get the opportunity to walk and look at different varieties. You get the chance to look at different chemical mixes, and it's just a really great day. Everything's free. You get lunch. It probably won't be as good as a lunch in Antler, North Dakota. That's tough to beat.
Hard to serve those steaks on the bus, right?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. But give us a call at the store, and we'll make sure we make room for you.
That's great. You got a few spots left?
Yes, we do. We got a few spots left.
Now, that's July 26th.
Yes.
For your calendar. So get that down and give those guys a call. That's great. Where do you go? Is it Baltic, South Dakota?
We go to Baltic, South Dakota, which is right north of Sioux Falls, and the Hefty Seed World Headquarters is located in Baltic, and that's where Darren and Brian and their dad started the original Hefty Seed business. And pretty impressive. The most impressive thing there is the field day and all the people that come and, you know, from many different countries, many different groups that are there just to experience and look at what we're doing with agriculture firsthand.
That's great. Anything else you want to tell us, Ron?
Well, just that, you know, we've got the opportunity this year to create some bushels, and with that, it's easier for farmers to deal with the situations that we've got ahead of us when the bins are going to have a chance to be full, as opposed to not having a crop. So, you know, you were talking earlier with Pete about the trade issues. You know, we believe in time that that'll fix itself. So, you know, a little short-term pain, but hopefully things will be better.
And when you talk about a good crop, you know, I've not run into anybody that, other than, you know, a spotty weather situation here or there, but for the most part, everybody's talking about a good crop, like one of the best.
Yeah, you know, we've got a record number of acres of soybeans in the U.S. We've got...
And unfortunately, the world, right?
And the world. And unfortunately, the world. And, things look good and things are positive when you have bushels. And, like last year, there are several spots that didn't have that. And when you don't have that, then there's less opportunity, you know. So we're pretty positive and things look good. And, what we do is we help farmers change what they can, with the genetics that you're going to use in the field and with the chemistry that you're going to use to help protect your crops.
Stop and see him. Give him a call. Ron Hefta, Hefty Seeds, Senior Agronomist. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
And remember that bus tour for the field tour, July 26th, the Baltic, South Dakota, costs you absolutely nothing. Come along. You can't beat that deal. All right, folks. What's on your mind? Tell me. 256-800-228-0550. Call now.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thousand's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thousand Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thousand Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thousand Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Give us a ring on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, that telephone number. Senator John Hovind at the bottom of the hour. You can call him as well. But we'd love to know what's on your mind. I really want to know how you're feeling. When I say how you're feeling, I mean, this is a big deal, the Supreme Court nominee. This is the second for Donald Trump. But more importantly, replacing someone that has been a swing vote and a little wishy-washy on some core constitutional issues. And so an opportunity to transform the court by Donald Trump. Does that fire you up? Are you excited? Are you recognizing the power of your vote and the difference an election can make? I hope so. I really do. For sure. Hey, I want to tell you a little bit about a safety webinar that is coming up. Safety Training Spotlight, something we do regularly, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance. Claims 101, something the WSI folks are hosting, a webinar. And in the training, you cover injury reporting and timeliness, what constitutes a work injury, the roles and players on a work comp claim, designated medical provider, claims management philosophy. All that makes some sense. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., they are doing this. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. To register for the training view, go to the WSI calendar at workforcesafety.com. Okay? WSI is partnered with Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program, STEP Grant, to provide safety training classes. For more information, view the calendar at workforcesafety.com. Workforcesafety.com. Okay, that's tomorrow, so last chance. Get yourself signed up and take that in. Let's go to the phones here on the program. We call What's On Your Mind to find out what's on your mind. Jamie Bismarck, take it away.
Morning, Scott.
Hello.
I got a kick out of that clip you were playing with all them leftists screaming and hollering about their freedoms and rights and liberties. You know, these are the same people who are always screaming to take away your Second Amendment freedoms and liberties. So which is it, you know? And, you know, when Obama's in there or a Democrat's president, they don't have a problem when they appoint a judge who thinks the Constitution's outdated and doesn't pertain to modern-day America. But now that they're up there screaming about their rights and everything, well, hey, Trump's appointing a constitutionalist. You guys should be happy. I didn't see none of these guys in D.C. screaming and hollering about their rights when there was hundreds of thousands of them trying to get rid of the Second Amendment. I mean, that's actually in the Bill of Rights. I can point out directly where it's your right to own, keep, and bear firearms. And they're up there barking about abortions. Show me in the Bill of Rights exactly where it says it's your right to abort a baby. And I'm not saying I'm a big pro-life guy. I mean, I'm pro-life, but the hypocrisy is out of this world, Scott.
It is, and I think they're unhinged. I think they're melting. I think they accomplished nothing by this screaming. You know, they're trying to create some anarchy. I think they're actually going to move more people towards the Republican side to say, hey, that's not me. I might not agree with everything over there, but that's crazy.
I agree. And then Schumer's up there saying this guy's far right and out of the mainstream. Well, guess what? When you appoint a Supreme Court justice, you don't appoint some social justice mainstream warrior. You appoint somebody who rules by our laws and the Constitution and Bill of Rights.
Well, they don't,
though. Those are the two kinds of guys Trump appointed.
They don't.
But then they're sitting there screaming about their rights and freedom.
They forgot they lost an election is what they did, Jamie. Some good points. Thank you. Sherry in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, the Supreme Court nominees are very, very important. I'm disappointed in the North Dakota Supreme Court. We need to pay attention to that. A lot of people don't realize this, but a bunch of people's rights gotten stolen here a few years ago. The state decided they wanted to take the mineral rights that were being drawn out of the royalties from the minerals being drawn out from under the water where the garrison had flooded. Well, there are a lot of families that when they put the garrison dam in, the state of North Dakota, for pennies on the dollar, I might add, bought the farmland. But in the title, the bill of sale, it says the state of North Dakota did not want the mineral rights. It resided with the owner. My family has that proof, too. So here a few years ago, the state decided, gee whiz, we're missing out on millions of dollars here. So the royalties were withheld from citizens until the state of North Dakota went to the North Dakota State Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled in favor of the state, and they basically stole the mineral rights from these landowners that had retained the rights. And the state also took the royalties that they had withheld to these people for all the years preceding the Supreme Court. Now, there's a lot of people that don't think that that's a big deal because they don't have mineral rights.
Well, it is a big deal.
Water rights.
It is a big deal, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can apply that to a lot of other things. You know, it's a good point.
So,
we've talked about it, probably not enough, Sherry, but it certainly is. I understand why you feel why you do, and I'm glad you called about it today. I am.
Yeah. So people need to realize just because one element does not affect you, there's other things that come up on the docket that can change your life.
Great point, Sherry. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Jim on the road, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just going to say I think he's a great pick, but I'm also reminded of Judge Souter, who became one of the most worthless ones in history. He was, judges can change, but I try to temper my excitement, but I think he's going to be a good one. And the left is so far gone that it's, I don't even think there's any help for them. I mean, they're off the end of the, they're gone.
Yeah, they are. You're absolutely right. And, you know, I think the best prevention against a David Souter, another David Souter, is David Souter. I really think that's why they're vetted that much more now. And that's why the president put out that list so much far in advance, right? David Souter wasn't known to anybody until, you know, shortly before he was picked. He wasn't on a list like President Trump has done. So that's a big difference. Mark in Belfield, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Scott. We're kind of traveling through, but looking down the road a little further, what do you think of Justice Ginsburg's future? Do you think there's a chance she'll... She'll drop out, or is this going to be wait and see?
Some texter slash jokester just sent me a note. Judge Ginsburg could not spell the word cat, even if you spotted her the C and the A. we probably shouldn't joke about somebody that's serving this country on the Supreme Court and an elder. But, I think it's obvious she has health issues and everything else, and probably the idea of retiring under Trump just drives her crazy. But, Trump is going to have more Supreme Court picks. I can't remember.
No. I thought it was 82, but I can't recall myself.
Yeah. I don't remember, but the president is going to have more picks. By the way, Amy Barrett, I love, and I've heard that she was a close second here, so she may be the next one.
I heard some speculation that they kind of kept her in reserve because if they do have to appoint a replacement for Ginsburg, they'd like to get a female in there again.
Interesting. That may be. And I heard, some people who, for whatever reason, were arguing for one of the other three finalists. The president said, hey, this guy's got the votes. He's got the votes. So I think he believes this guy is more confirmable than the rest. And
yeah,
he'll
want somebody to get through.
Next. Yeah, thanks, Mark. Fred, you're next.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Burley, McHenry, Morton, Foster, Sheridan, and Cass counties, and farm equipment and retirement auctions in Steele, Bowman, Cheyenne, and Carson, North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lengthy rescue operation has been completed in Thailand. All 12 members of a boys' soccer team and their coach, who got trapped inside a cave system by rising waters, have now been rescued and all are said to be doing okay. President Trump is now airborne on his way to Europe for a more than week-long mission that starts with a NATO summit in Brussels, where he's again expected to tell allies they're not contributing enough. He said as he was leaving the White House,
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little, but we will work it out.
But European Council President Donald Tusk has a message for President Trump. He says, quit bad-mouthing NATO allies. He says, dear America, appreciate your allies. After all, you don't have that many anymore. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tells us that they are on the scene right now and helping individuals. Many people have lost everything, so there's a big need for housing, said the executive director of the Red Cross. We're looking for partners in hotels or apartment complexes willing to open their doors to people who are displaced. Now the number they're using is 170 people currently sheltered, providing food, water, and emergency. So emergency services for as well. So appreciate that very much. Let's get Fred and Wing in here on What's On Your Mind. We're waiting for Senator John Hovind will join us momentarily. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind?
Yes, that bad storm over there last night. It made it as close to Bismarck as up here to Wing. We got the end of it. It wasn't bad here. But we did get an inch and 60 rain, so it came across right north of Bismarck. And I might have my heart's going out to those people today. It's terrible.
It is.
Another person that my heart goes out to today is Lavoie Finicum, the man that got killed during that Hammond incident. And I really appreciate you mentioning that the Hammond's been pardoned by the president today. But poor Lavoie, he can't get a break when he got killed and laid his life down for what he believed in, fighting for the Hammonds and them going to prison unfairly. It was that night of the presidential debate between Trump and Hillary, so he never got no coverage then either. When the FBI officers, they have it on tape from a drone, FBI officers shooting at him in the back. Orders coming right from the FBI, and I guess James Comey was the boss of that at that point. And, he was working for President Obama.
I forgot the James Comey connection there. Yeah, that's right. Interesting. And I think the president did the right thing there with all the things we do know about that. You're absolutely right, Fred. Appreciate you calling. And thanks for your thoughts and prayers for the good folks in Watford City as well, going through a tough time right now. Much appreciated. All right, Senator John Hovind on our Newsmaker line today to chat a little bit about what's happening in the United States Senate. Senator, how are you?
Good, Scott. How you doing?
Doing well. We're in Antler, North Dakota today, so we couldn't, we couldn't be much better than that, you know.
Yeah.
Spending the day in Antler, so yeah, we're having a great time for sure. What did you think of the president's selection last night?
Yeah, I think it's really a great choice. He's got a long and just very distinguished career. 300 opinions out there, so you know what you get, and it's going to be somebody that will enforce the Constitution and adhere to the law, and I think an outstanding individual and obviously a really great family.
I had a couple of listeners today reference David Souter, saying I hope he's not another David Souter. Previous pick that obviously disappointed the conservatives. My answer to that was the difference with Donald Trump is who has been as transparent through this process as him. I can't think of anybody to have a list before he was president to say, if you elect me, here's what I'll choose from, here's this list, and have four finalists who all of us knew going into this. I mean, doesn't that prevent against another suitor being picked?
You know, I think so. And first off, what a good idea to have that list so people knew. You know, I mean, like you say, I mean, people knew what they were getting. I think that's really good. And then the other thing, just in terms of Kavanaugh, is he's got over 300 decisions out there. 300 decisions. He's been on the circuit court in D.C. for a decade. So I think we're getting a known quantity, and I think that mitigates against the concerns that you raised, like with Souter. I think you're getting somebody that has a very established track record, and so, you know, I believe we know what we're getting, and that's somebody that's going to really adhere to the Constitution and enforce the law, you know, not legislate from the bench.
Will this in any way impact the legislative calendar? I mean, does this change things good, bad, indifferent as far as the other priorities, the other things you want to get done in the Senate?
Well, you know, our colleagues across the aisle are trying to drag everything out, which is why, you know, we'll be in session through August. We're just trying to pound through it. But we're going to move forward as expeditiously and diligently we can with the confirmation process for the Supreme Court.
How does it work? So do they schedule individual meetings with all of you then?
Right. He'll come around now and meet with all of us that want to and are willing to meet, and I certainly look forward to meeting with him. And judiciary will go ahead and schedule hearings. And so then they'll have hearings on the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee will make a recommendation, then it'll come to the floor for a vote. So there's no reason that can't move right along.
A couple other things we want to chat about. One is the farm bill, and it sounds like you're scheduling some conversations in the conference committee. That bodes well for passage of the farm bill around the corner here.
Right. The conference committee will be named very soon here. I'm pretty sure I'll be on it, obviously, just based on my seniority in the committee. So we'll then go to work. I can't announce it until it's out there, but you know, we'll go to work on the conference to address some of the things between the Senate and the House bill that we need to resolve. So I think we're in a good place in terms of the farm bill. We have a good bill. There's some things that need to be addressed, though, and so we'll go to work on that and try to get it passed as soon as we can. The current bill expires in September, and I'm hopeful we'll get it done well before that.
I've heard Congressman Cramer and others suggest that the House version of the farm bill is better for North Dakota than the Senate version. Is that would you agree with that assessment?
In some respects, it is right now, but I think the actual, I'm hopeful the hybrid that we produce out of conference will be better for North Dakota, really, than either version. So there's some things that, I mean, if you just took the House bill by itself, that could be true, but there's some things that are better in the Senate bill, but that we have to fix when it comes to some of the specific safety net provisions. Actually, ARC is better in the Senate bill, which is Ag Risk Coverage Program. So my point is this. I think if we can mix the two the way I'd like to do it in conference, I think we can get a bill that's actually better for our farmers out of conference than either version, House or Senate.
What do you see as the biggest sticking point? What will be a potential roadblock to
The food stamp issue? You know, the Senate bill has work requirements, but they don't go to the age group from 49 to 59, whereas the House has the work requirement that goes to that age, 49 to 59. And so somehow we've got to iron that out. And you know, at the end of the day, we want a work requirement. There should be a work requirement there. We want to make sure people who, you know, need assistance get assistance, but that we don't have fraud, waste, or abuse, that the states have flexibility. And we want a work requirement because we want to get people back to self-sufficiency.
Steve in Bismarck, question for Senator John Hoeven with us on What's on Your Mind Today. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Senator Hoeven. I have a question for you. Ads have been coming out against Cramer from Heidi about him cutting Medicare and Social Security to pay for bills and stuff. I know that it's not always true what comes out on advertising, but I'd like to know where you stand on that.
Well, I support Medicare, I support Social Security, and I'll continue to do that. And I'm actually not aware where Kevin has ever indicated that he would cut either one, and I think he said he wouldn't. So I think, you know, that's something that you're going to have to take a real close look at, because my understanding is Kevin has indicated that he did not say he would cut either one.
Well, it comes out as he's made a $1.9 million or trillion dollar deficit, and he's thinking about cutting Social Security and Medicare to pay for that. And of course, that's Heidi's advertisement, but I really would be a little concerned if you're going to do that because of all the people that have already contributed, and a lot of people depend on those benefits to actually survive. So,
yeah, Steve, I just wanted to share with you one fact check that was done by Valley News Live on that ad, said that was absolutely false. So that ad has already been proven false by a news organization independent of anybody's campaign. Okay. So I wouldn't waste much time worrying about that that threat to Social Security and Medicare, because that's a political hit job, and an ad is what it is. So
okay. Right. Well, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.
Appreciate the call. Let's talk trade for a second here. Obviously, the longer this goes, the more tariffs that come on, the more people are concerned. Where are we at, do you think, in getting a win or two to ease the concerns of farmers and ranchers?
Yeah. You know, we want better deals. There's no question that whether it's China or even some of our really good friends like, you know, Canada and Mexico, I mean, they do take advantage of us on trade. I mean, we just have to be realistic. That's true. So we want better deals, and we want the president to try to negotiate better deals. But it is hard, the time, you know, as it draws out is hard. And so in my discussions with the president, and I've had a lot of them at length, and I keep talking in terms of, you know, we do want better trade deals. We want fair deals. We want reciprocal deals. We want free trade. We don't want retaliatory tariffs. You know, the sooner we can start to get through and get some of these in place, some of these agreements, it would really help because of the uncertainty it creates and the impact it has on our farmers, ranchers, manufacturers, energy, and others. So in my discussions with him, he's indicated he thinks we can get some of these deals done, you know, by early fall. And so I just hope that's the case, and I think that would help a lot.
Do you see NAFTA being sooner rather than later? I think last time we talked, you mentioned that that it already is better than it was, and they're just waiting to get it even better yet. I mean, do you see that one coming?
Yeah, that's right. No, that's exactly right. Just like you said, in our discussions, it's been more than just the president, vice president, trade ambassador, Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary. You know, they really have been indicating they could get a better deal now, but they still feel there's more to do, and that hopefully by early fall they'd have something on NAFTA.
So it's going to be a few months here yet before these start coming out, you think?
Well, I just have to be real careful because I don't have specific timing. It's just the general time frame that they've talked in terms of getting something, you know, completed.
Dana and Judd has a question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Dana.
Good morning, Senator.
Morning.
You answered some of my questions. You're always doing short-term pain for long-term gain. And the farmers are already under, like, the fourth year of less than profitable cash flow this week.
Right.
So, and you said hopefully by this fall, but I really urge them to go for that strongly. And do they have a backup plan in the event that they can't resolve the trade issue?
Yeah, you know, you make a really good point. I mean, it's been a number of tough years for our farmers, not just this year. We're hoping to come out of it this year. I was really worried about drought, but lately we've been getting quite a bit of rain in the West. We're a little worried about the river. But, no, you're right. And, look, yes, there are some things to help, like the CCC Commodity Credit Corp. They've done a little bit of that on dry beans and on red potatoes and some things. But that's just not enough to really address the problem of lower prices or tariffs in these markets. So, I mean, you know, and the farm bill, I think, will help again. But none of those really make up for the impact of not having the access to these markets we need. So,
Dana and Judd,
the real issue.
Dana and Judd, thanks for the call. Senator Hovind, we'll let you finish that thought on the other side of the break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind from Antler.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ND for AllEnergy.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We love being on the road so much, so we're going to do this again next week for Cookfest. And our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council put on this wonderful event. All their members come together, and it's really neat. It's held at two places every summer, two communities impacted by the development, and the residents get an opportunity to get out and learn about the ins and outs of the oil and gas industry and attend info sessions where they can listen to and visit with experts of the industry, and best of all, eat some, you know, barbecue, great barbecue, because all of them compete, and it's fun. So we'll be in Granora, actually, on Tuesday, and then in Twin Buttes on Thursday next week. So take that in, and remember, come join the fun. Back with more with Senator John Hoeven, who joins us in Antler, North Dakota today, where we're gearing up for the Bottineau and Renville County Farm Bureau membership drive, free steak dinner tonight. So hope you'll come on out and join us and have a free steak dinner.
Scott, are you going to get a free steak dinner?
I think I am. I said those are the two greatest words in the English language, free and state.
You got that right. You got that right. I'll tell you, that's cool that you're out in those small communities. I think that's something I've always enjoyed, and it's a special deal. So good for you being out there, and those are great events. And the other thing I got to mention is our prayers go out to the folks in Watford that got hit with that tornado. And so we hope for the very best for them.
No kidding. Red Cross on the scene there. We've been getting some reports this morning, but obviously a great response underway. They are going to need some things for these families at some point, but they said it was too early for that now. So to just let the folks work on the cleanup. And
Red Cross is like always, I know the governor's up there and good for him, and I'm sure they got the guard and everybody, but the Red Cross is always there. They're first ones in, and can't say enough about them. But I hope those folks are okay.
Absolutely. Steve in Fargo for Senator Hoban. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, John. How are you today?
Good, Steve. How are you?
Good. And I've been working, so I didn't hear any of your comments earlier. But I'm assuming with Kavanaugh, short of felony convictions or other unforeseen things, you're reasonably confident you're going to vote for the gentleman?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, look, he's got a long track record. It's an outstanding track record. I support him. Yes, I'm going to sit down and visit with him, but I just don't anticipate anything coming up that, would be a concern. This guy's been on the circuit court in D.C. for 10 years. Of his 300 published decisions out there, I think more than a dozen have actually been affirmed by the Supreme Court as decisions that they've affirmed or upheld, which is remarkable. Just goes to the quality of his decision. So yes, I'm supportive of him.
No, I really appreciate your candor in that, and my frustration, and I know you don't speak for Heidi or the Democratic Party or anyone else, is that you would hope that individuals from North Dakota, or for that matter, elected to the Senate, anywhere in the United States, would be reasonable enough to say, I'm going to sit down with someone, I'm going to talk to them, their judicial record looks sound, and go from there. But it's been, don't show up, I'm referring to Heidi now, don't show up for the announcement and kind of radio silence as to even an inkling. I don't understand why the people of North Dakota put up with that. It just seems like strange behavior.
Yeah, I'm hopeful our colleagues across the board on the other side of the aisle will do just what you said. Sit down with him, listen to him, look at the quality of his work, and make a decision accordingly,
Here's a texter, another listener that is not so sure. Scott, watch this upcoming confirmation hearing. The Democrats are going to pull out their playbook and turn into the chapter smear tactics, because this is going to get ugly. Trust me on this. Does Senator Hoban agree?
I think it's going to be a fight, and, again, the way it should be approached is just like we're talking about. Thoughtfully, sit down, talk to him, look at his body of work, and then make a decision, a fair decision, based on the merits in terms of what he brings to the bench.
Jim and Max for Senator Hoban. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I just wanted to talk about where Heidi's going to fall down this whole confirmation thing. She voted for Gorsuch, the first guy. Now what's she going to do here?
I don't know, and I don't know, and she hasn't said, but I think this is a really outstanding individual and would do an outstanding job in the Supreme Court.
Jim, my take is that she almost has to. In this political battle that she's in right now, she almost has to vote for this nominee, as she did with Gorsuch, but there'll be a lot of pressure. And it's already starting. Lucas sends a text, a growing economy and rising wages should increase the demand for good corn-fed beef, raising demand for corn. Let's feed our people good quality meats before we buy into the fears of a trade war.
Well, this goes back to, I think everybody is really hoping we can get better trade deals. I mean, we can't lose sight of that. The president believes he can get better trade deals. The challenge is getting to that point, and so we understand it. But we share that goal, absolutely.
All right. We didn't get a chance to talk much about your time with the president in North Dakota last week, so we'll have to do that next time you're on.
It was a good trip and just great opportunity to spend time with him, both coming out and going back. So glad to have him on, and I'm guessing he'll be out again.
Yes, we hope so. Lots of times between now and the election. Senator Hoban, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you for the calls and texts, too, for Senator Hoeven joining us today on What's on Your Mind. By the way, we had a call, text, I believe, earlier about a protest here in Antler. I've been told that that was actually all outsiders. And not one local participant from Antler was involved in that. So folks from outside the community. So it doesn't surprise me one bit. Fake news. There you go. All right, folks. God bless you. See you later.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve of the 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.